So, Alex, what would you like to say to people today who might be interested in getting involved with the work of the National Farm Worker Ministry?
So, from the first time that I learned about the work of the ministry and its mission, I've never known an organization to more genuinely fulfill and carry out its mission on a daily basis like the National Farm Worker Ministry does. And I think that says a lot, having been a staff person. When you see the inside of something, I think a lot of times you see how everything works. And I can definitely say that today I feel more connected than I did in the very beginning. And I think that that's natural. But there, it's an organization, I think, that serves a role both for people who are for doing farm work and for people who aren't, that are part of churches that is invaluable. And the group of the small number of staff and the board members who each have their amazing stories and their connectedness to the movement, I think, is an inspiration. And essentially, I guess if you want to start getting involved, be ready because it's going to change your life. I mean, it's going to be something that's going to stay with you. I think this work and the farm worker movement in general isn't something that you can be a part of and let go, because I think it changes who you are, essentially. And it's important, and it's not always comfortable, but it's always positive. And there's been a real benefit, I think, to being part of a national organization, because lots of folks that we work with here in North Carolina have the opportunity to see farm work and the struggles of farm workers and the joys and challenges of farm workers from the North Carolina context. But I think balancing that with understanding how it is in Florida and California and Oregon and other places gives a depth and a history and a trajectory in a way that you can't get if you're just in your own context in your own state. So I think it also comes with that really rich breadth, I guess, of being national and connecting with people who are in California. A lot of times I'll come back from a board meeting in the summertime and I'll talk to people about where we've been. People here in North Carolina. So last year or the year before, when we were in California, I came back and talked to some people when we were doing outreach about the struggle of the grape pickers in California. And for people to hear those stories and to understand it inherently, when I was saying things like, the crew leaders were targeting the union leaders, and if they had one grape that wasn't quite ripe or was overripe, they would pick it out of the box, and then the workers wouldn't have be able to work the whole rest of the day. That they had to be on their toes so much that they couldn't make one tiny mistake without being punished, right? As they were, organizing for this campaign. And to say that to people here in North Carolina who gave, a nod that was a really understanding nod, like, yep, we've been there, we know how that goes, I think there's a relatability, but then that also further strengthens people to know that, I'm not just on this farm here, and I'm not just living through this right now, but there are people in California that are also struggling and also trying to make change, and there are people who all came together for a board meeting from all across the country representing their various churches, and I've never met any of them, but they all have people within their organizations that are supporting this change. And so I think it makes a really big world feel really small a lot of times, knowing that there's this kind of invisible, maybe sometimes, like maybe you can't see it, you can only imagine the support that's there. It exists, even if whether or not you have the opportunity to come in contact with it, other than just through one person.
Really good answer. Thanks.
Circular, it's always circular.
No, no, no. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add or share?
Well, I think this is an interesting time for this interview and this project for me and kind of where I am with my role with the ministry. And it's been a really reflective time for me in thinking about my future and how much I've been shaped and transformed by working in this role and with the people that I work with, who are, you know, people in churches in North Carolina, people who are doing farm work, people who are on our board, just the amazing people that I've been able to meet and who have helped shape me, and in turn that I've been able to connect with and help to develop too. It's a really profound experience and a humbling experience. And it's been an opportunity that I would have never even imagined that I would be able to be part of. And so I feel good about this phase of, you know, the way that I connect ending, and looking forward to the next phase of how I'll be involved. I think it's inevitable. My involvement won't change. I mean, for my life, it won't change. I think I'll be a supporter of this organization and of farm workers and workers' rights forever as a result of this experience. And I can only hope that I've been able to give as much as I've been able to receive in the time that I've been here. I think that's it.
Great. Well, thank you for sitting with me this afternoon and answering some questions, and for being my supervisor this summer and teaching me a lot. So,
well, thanks for all your work, and good luck transcribing.
Thanks.